Hello and welcome to the Duff Money Podcast. This is the podcast that cares about you and your financial future. Personal finance is so important. Get the basics right, put the work in and educate yourself. Then you can invest with skill. You can invest towards financial independence and financial freedom. Right, today's podcast, how to fail forward in 2023. When you look into it, just about everyone who is a successful entrepreneur, investor, successful at anything, is more than happy to fail. The point is, they keep going and just see failure as part of the process. Today, in today's podcast, I'm going to be touching on my own experience of failing forward. And then I'll be giving you a brief review of an excellent sales book. A book that I feel will help you to fail forward. So, failing forward with property. Now, I've got a small portfolio of single let properties and I'm going to go over how I bought rental number 5. This was me seriously failing forward. Before finally getting a deal over the line, I'd viewed over 50 properties. This was because I wanted another property, BMV, that's below market value. I did eventually get a house BMV, but it probably took too long. Maybe I should have been more realistic with my offers, but that's not the point. The point is that I never let it get me down. I was happy to fail forward. I managed to get a deal over the line and I secured my 5th rental property a few years ago now for £20,000 below market value. And an added bonus is that I've managed to remortgage it recently so that I've now got no money left in the property. It wasn't easy viewing so many properties, but I was determined to get some properties below market value. I was determined to get some wins under my belt as a property investor after making some poor decisions when I was younger and I was a very, very naive property investor. A plus point of view in 50 odd properties was that I got really comfortable with the word no. Now this reminds me of a book, really good book, a sales book, and it's called Go For No by Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz. I really recommend reading this book and I'm now going to go over this book. A little review. So, Go For No. Now this is a fictional book about going one way or another. About a salesman who could have went one way or another. The main character is a salesman called Eric. It's about two alternative outcomes. Eric, who just done enough, who made his weekly quarter or weekly sales, and Eric, who went the extra mile. Now, after banging his head, Eric blacks out. The book then goes into two possible outcomes after Eric's blackout. We'll call the two outcomes, one, abundant Eric, and two, scarcity Eric. They're both the same person. They make the same sale at the same time. But abundant Eric really listens to what a customer said after an $1,100 sale. The salesperson never decides when the sale is over. The customer does. The customer goes on. Eric, your fear of hearing the word no is the only thing standing between you and greatness. After this encounter, abundant Eric has a light bulb moment. I realized that failure was the halfway mark on the road to success, not a destination to be avoided, but rather a stepping stone to get where I really wanted to in life. The next 10 years are very different for the two alternative Erics. Scarcity Eric continues as a struggling salesman and loses his job. Abundant Eric, on the other hand, becomes a successful businessman and has published many books on sales and business. Personally, I have mainly been like Scarcity Eric for most of my adult life. I've always had a real fear of failure until I would say the last 3 or 4 years, that is. Now, since becoming obsessed with self-development, I'm getting more and more comfortable with failure and I'm getting comfortable with the word no. Like viewing 50 properties and hearing a lot of no's, it had little or no effect as I pushed on. And I finally got rental number 5 back in September 2020. Going back to the book, Abundant Eric learns not to take rejection personally. He realizes it's a numbers game and pushes on anyway. If you were like me, you will have experienced a fear of failure. It will have crippled you in certain situations. What I want you to do is let Abundant Eric's words sink in. Successful people fail eagerly while failures avoid failing. The whole point of becoming willing to fail more is to become a success, so that one day you won't be forced to look back on your life and say to yourself, I am a failure. So, if you listen to this podcast, really go for no in 2023. Read this excellent book and try to apply it to your life, at least your professional life or business life. If you're looking to get a property, view some properties and make some bids. Put some low offers in and get comfortable hearing the word no. Don't take the perceived rejection personally. Don't get emotional. Dust yourself off and go again. Go and see some more properties and make some more bids. If you get comfortable with the word no, it's a form of self-preservation. It takes the pressure off and you can make the numbers game work for you. So if you look at the comments below this podcast, you'll find the Amazon link for this excellent book. This book that will help you fail forward in 2023. Now, if you've taken something away from today's podcast, please leave a comment. That'll help me get the podcast out there so I can help other investors. And thanks for listening.